Just because we have eyes does not mean we always see. We're in the midst of a global pandemic, and we now know that there are those who saw the pandemic coming. There are those who did not see the pandemic coming. There are those who saw the pandemic coming but did not want to see it coming. And there are those who, though it is here, do not want to see that it has come. I'm sure you've seen plenty of sights on TV, particularly as spring break is here. I saw one news telecast, and in this news segment, a college student said, "We have more important problems like poverty and hunger. Let's address that." Another college student said, "The virus is coming in the way of my spring break." Yet another student said, "I have planned this spring break for 2 months. I'm not going to stop it from letting me have fun." And the question that people like us are asking is, how can they not see? And my answer is, just because we have eyes doesn't mean we always see. Friends, on this, the fourth Sunday of Lent, we just heard a poignant story from the Gospel of John about a blind man, a man who was born blind, who finally came to see. And then you had people who had eyes but did not want to see. This story is not merely the story of this man born blind. It's the story of human redemption. It is your story and mine. So here are my three practical implications. First of all, what do we see? The healing of the man born blind is one of those miracles which we know that Jesus took the initiative to perform the miracle. There are many miracle stories in the Gospels where people would come to Jesus and beg him to heal, and Jesus would heal them. But in this case, it's Jesus who saw the blind man. The disciples asked a question, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" What did the disciples see? They saw a blind man. What did society see? They saw a blind beggar. What did Jesus' opponents see? They saw a sinner. What did Jesus see? Jesus saw a human person. Jesus saw God's glory about to be manifest. Jesus saw the world moving closer towards her redemption. Folks, as we experience this global pandemic, a pandemic unparalleled in recent history, perhaps we need to see from the eyes of Jesus or through the eyes of Jesus. This is the time to see the face of God in every human person. This is the time to give up our prejudices and, like Jesus, look towards the redemption of all humanity. This is the time to set aside our self-interest and, like Jesus, devote ourselves to the good of others. You see, none of us sees fully. We all have blind spots, but this is the time to allow Jesus to open the eyes of our hearts. First practical implication: what do we see? If we see with the eyes of Jesus, we'll see a lot more than what we are seeing. Secondly, who do we see? At the beginning of the story of the man born blind, the blind man sees nothing. In fact, he does not even know. And I find this to be so touching. He does not even know that the Son of Man has cast his eyes on him. He doesn't know God is looking at him. He's truly blind. Now, as the story progresses, from having his eyes opened physically, he gradually comes to see Jesus as the Messiah and makes a profession of faith. Now, those of you who are in RCIA and preparing for baptism, this is the key point for all of us. This gradual growth into faith, which is what God is working in you. So from knowing nothing about Jesus, the man born blind makes a confession of faith saying, "I do believe, Lord." Now, it was not an easy journey, was it? He was opposed. He was threatened. He was thrown out and abandoned. He also saw Jesus being opposed and threatened and plotted against. Yet, when his eyes finally saw the Messiah, he knew that he had come home. In the beginning, Jesus set his eyes on the blind man, and now the blind man had set his eyes on Jesus. Folks, we're in the midst of a global pandemic. What do we see now? How do we see now? Who do we see now? What does our faith mean to us now? Who is God for us now? Like the man whose sight was restored, please let us see Christ among us. May we find God in our midst. This week, as you find yourself confined to your homes and in your family, may you be led to a profession of faith. May all of us say, "I do believe, Lord." And thirdly, how do we see? There are different groups of people in the story of the man born blind, right? There were the disciples. There were the neighbors. There were his parents. And finally, there were the opponents of Jesus. Each of these people saw Jesus from their own perspective. However, this is critical. This is critical. If you remember nothing else from this homily, remember this. In spite of all these people in the story, only the man healed of his blindness saw things as they should be seen. Yes, he had regained his sight, but he was seeing from a very different place. He saw differently. He saw with the eyes of the heart, the eyes of faith. Friends, like the man born blind and who gained his sight, these are times when we must look at the world, at our church, and at our loved ones with a very different set of eyes. The eyes of the heart, the eyes of faith. In spite of how things seem, Jesus is still our Savior. Darkness has been overcome. Evil has been vanquished. Death has been defeated. God is with us now, more than ever. It is in moments like these that we too confess, like the man who regained his sight, "I do believe, Lord." Let me end today's homily with the words from today's second reading. Brothers and sisters, you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Let us live as children of the light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. People of God said, Amen. Now, those of you are at home and are the elect, and by which I mean those who are preparing for baptism during the Easter Vigil, of course it won't be Easter Vigil this time, but at a later date, we invite you to please kneel. And those who are accompanying the elect, I invite you to please pray as well, because we all need our eyes to be opened. Brothers and sisters, I ask you to pray in silence that our elect will be given a spirit of repentance, a sense of sin, and also a sense of true freedom of the children of God. My dear elect, I invite you also to pray. We pray for these elect whom the church has confidently chosen. May they successfully complete their long preparation in due time, and in due time find Christ in his sacraments.
For all the elect, that God will heal them of the blindness that clouds their vision and give them a new awareness of God's presence in their lives and God's invitation to service. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who face social, cultural, political, or family opposition to embracing the gospel, that God will strengthen their hearts and help them find loving and supporting communities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are ill, particularly those with the coronavirus, that God will heal them and restore them to their families and communities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who work in healthcare, that God